Shall we pray? Father, we give you glory and honor, worship and praise as we bow before you, thanking you for the true and faithful witness given to us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That true and faithful witness being built into us, O God, in blood, water, and spirit. That true and faithful witness being defined in us in the substance of the Master's fullness. And lo and behold, Father, we realize that the cross of Jesus Christ is a living reality, Father, within us. A living reality that will unite us, O God, as one body, Father. A living reality, O God, that will enable us to function, O God, in a unity. Function, O God, by the Holy Spirit. Function, O God, always in the name of Jesus. We pray that every gifting that you give us, every anointing that works in us, that the calling upon our life will be unveiled through this witness, so that we will manifest as your righteousness in Christ Jesus. That we will unveil, O God, in everything that you have given us in your word. That we will truly, O God, receive and realize what is in the word, Father. So we pray that you will release the word of God into us, Father, in the spirit and life of Jesus. Establishing that word into us, O God, in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that your word will be manifested according to who you are and according to all that you are. That your word may be glorified according to who you are and all that you are from our inward parts, Lord. So that the radiance manifested in each one of us in this witness, Father, will be a radiance of the bright and morning star. A radiance, O God, of the glory of your grace. The radiance, O God, of the truth manifested from each one of us. The radiance, O God, of the word that has been glorified and is being glorified and will continue to be increasingly glorified according to who you are and all that you are. So, Father, we want to bless you for all that you have given us in the living and abiding word of God. Teach us to energize the word of God by the Spirit in Jesus' name, so that all things in our ministry will be an expression, O God, of the fullness of Jesus Christ, communicating his Spirit and his life, communicating his faith and his love, communicating his character and his nature, communicating, O God, the realities of his witness, Father, manifesting his wisdom, his understanding, his knowledge, Father, unveiling, O God, his power, Lord, unveiling, O God, the grace, O God, in which, O Lord, we are called to be partakers of the fullness of Jesus Christ given to each one of us in accordance, O God, with all that you have ordained, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. John 1:16. Of his fullness we have all received, grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. And through praying in tongues, through using this inward witness, God wants to bring into you this realization. And this realization is what God wants you to receive and understand. Because in this realization, God will have written into you the word of God. So of his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. That's a mystery, right? You cannot analytically, you know, really express what that means. It's a mystery. It is something that God has to supernaturally manifest inside of you. Which is why when you pray in a tongue, you pray in a mystery. And you must immediately understand that the mystery God seeks to unveil in you is the mystery of Christ. And that mystery of Christ is what is going to unveil you as a new creation in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Your ministry will manifest in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Your giftings will manifest in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. This is the law of life. This is the law of life. Don't forget that. We cannot function in a vacuum. Everything has to be unveiled in Christ Jesus. That which is not unveiled in Christ Jesus is not the truth. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. I am the truth, he said. He said, I am the way and I am the life. And you and I must understand this. But to understand this, you have to energize this reality by the Holy Spirit. So that this reality will be described in you, in the spirit and life of Jesus Christ. This reality will be established in you in the faith of Jesus Christ. This reality will be brought to fulfillment inside of you in the love of Jesus Christ. So that as you unveil as a man and a woman of God, as you unveil as a vessel of God, it is the character and nature of Jesus Christ that will describe your calling. It's the character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ that will make you the servant of God that you are called to be. Everything has to be revealed and unveiled in Jesus Christ. That which is not revealed and unveiled in Him is not going to stand the test of time. It will come crashing down. Does not matter how anointed you are. If that anointing is not enabled to function in Jesus' name, it is not going to function for very long. So it is very important for you and me to understand very clearly that everything that we do when we pray in tongues and we function in this witness, there has to be a consciousness that we are doing it in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. If you are an evangelist, then the perfect evangelist is the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you are a prophet, the perfect prophet is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are an apostle, the perfect apostle is the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1 that Jesus is the apostle and high priest of your confession. Right? So it's very important for you to understand that when we talk about apostolic anointings in this new move of God, we must understand that Jesus is the apostle and high priest of our confession. That the apostolic mantle manifests through a confession. And that confession has to be of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. So that whatever we do, it is going to be in the name of Jesus. Now all these things are beyond our intellect. So when you pray in tongues, right, you need to have an understanding of the Word of God, which is what we are trying to do in this program, that you understand what the Word of God is, right? Because everything in you will flow according to understanding. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5. And Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5 says, "Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out." Right? It's very important that you develop this witness in understanding. Right? When we pray in tongues, we are praying a mystery. But the mystery must manifest in revelation, otherwise it has got no meaning. Right? So you remember the earlier tapes on revelation knowledge? That when we pray in tongues, the main purpose of praying in tongues is so that God can unveil to you His knowledge. What God can unveil to you, His message. And God does it a little here, a little there. Right? You remember that verse from Isaiah chapter 28, right? Verse 9. A little here, a little there. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Right? And He brings you into a rest, right? It's very important that you understand that, okay? Because what God is building inside of you, right, is a witness that will enable you to draw from the deep waters of the voice of God, right? The voice of God is abundant waters, right? Jesus said that eternal life is simply wells of living water springing up to eternal life. Now this verse in Proverbs is telling you that a man of understanding will draw it out. So these wells will flow according to how you understand, right? The things of God. Are you with me? So it is not just experiential. It has to be with understanding. It has to be with confidence. It has to be with conviction. Right? So it is through understanding that these wells of living water will flow. Right? And ultimately these wells of living water are meant to flow from within you as rivers of living water. Correct? So when it starts flowing from you as rivers of living water, you are in ministry, in the real sense of the word. Whether you are a prayer warrior, whether you are a teacher, whether you are a prophet, whether you are a pastor, those rivers of living water will flow differently according to the callings of the Lord on your life, according to the giftings of the Lord on your life. Right? But that river of living water, those rivers of living water must manifest. But it's very important for you to understand that this flow of living water depends on your understanding. Alright? So, this is something God wrote through Solomon 3,000 years ago. And it's something very important for us to understand, right? But a man of understanding will draw it out. So understanding is very important. You must understand the Word of God. So when you pray in tongues, it is to receive and realize that understanding. Right? There's nothing called blind faith in the Bible. Faith is the substance of hope, the evidence. And that evidence has an understanding. Right? So what is understanding? Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The second half of that verse, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So this understanding is not intellectual understanding. It's not understanding as we know it in the world system. It is the Jesus whom you know. So this river will flow, right, according to the Lord whom you understand, the Lord whom you know. All right? So it is very important for you to understand that this flow of the river must be in the name of Jesus. It is not just experiential. It has to be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is your responsibility to ensure that the wells of living water within you are flowing by the Spirit in Christ Jesus. That's your responsibility. So as you energize the Word of God, praying in tongues the Word of God, you must understand that this is what you're doing. What you're energizing is the Spirit and life of Jesus. What you're energizing is the character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. What you're energizing is the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. What you're energizing is the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. What you're energizing is the understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ. What you're energizing is of the faith and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. What you're energizing is entirely of the testimony of Jesus, right? So when you look at the Word of God, you must understand it in the context of the Lord Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you're looking at the Word of God under the law. And there is no salvation under the law. Right? You must enter into grace. And what you are energizing by the Spirit in Christ Jesus is the grace of God. You're going to experience that grace of God tangibly as God builds you, as God transforms you, as God enables you to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So as your understanding increases, the strength of Christ in you grows. And that growing is in an intimacy. And that intimacy is so very important, because if you don't build in that intimacy, you cannot stand before God in the way God wants you to stand. So when we talk about the fullness of Jesus Christ, we are talking about God manifesting within us everything in Jesus' name, so that we can occupy a place before Him in the mount of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So when you look at the passage on the witness, it says that there are three that bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, New King James Bible. There are three that bear witness on earth: blood, water, and spirit. And these three are one. The witness in heaven is one. The witness on earth, which is alive inside of us, right? 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. He who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ has the witness in himself. That witness is the witness of the cross in blood, water, and spirit. And that witness stands before the witness of the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. So what does that tell you? That in this witness, as you learn how to function in this witness, you are being built to occupy the position that God has given you in Christ Jesus. And this position Jesus purchased for you in His faith and His love for you. This position Jesus is mediating into the tablets of your heart. That's why the Bible says He's a mediator of the new covenant. All right? So you need to understand that in this witness, you are coming into the heart of what God does with you and me. So do you have a position in God? Yes, you have. So when you energize the Word of God, always remember, it is so that you will unveil that position that God has for you in Christ Jesus. And every born-again Christian has a position that God has given us in Christ Jesus. It is your responsibility to discover it. Right? So you know that passage from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18? That the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ will give to us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that the eyes of our heart will be enlightened, so that we will know what is the hope of His calling over our lives. What are the riches of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power towards us who believe. All this is going to be built inside of you. So in the revelation of Jesus Christ through this witness, you will come alive to your calling. It will automatically take place. You don't have to struggle over it. It will automatically begin to clarify in your heart. You will know. There will be a desire within you to know the things of God. There will be a desire within you to move into the things of God. And it will be something that God brings alive in you. So don't try and struggle for it. It will definitely come. So energize the word of God and you will know why God is giving you that word. It makes common sense. That God in giving you the word, writing the word in your heart, will surely give you the purpose for that word. He's not doing something in a vacuum. He's doing something purposefully. Everything in the Bible has purpose. And everything in the Bible has purpose through your life. So as an instrument of the Lord, you need to understand that and remember that. So never pray in a vacuum. Pray asking God for the understanding of the word. So as you listen to the tapes, as you listen to this workshop tapes, as we go through scripture, energize that scripture by the Spirit, praying in tongues. Get into the mystery. When God says, I love you, that's a mystery. Because God doesn't love you the way you love Him. God loves you infinitely more, right, than what you understand the word love to be. So it's very easy to say, God loves me. But the meaning of that, God has to put into your heart. He's got to show you what it means that He loves you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. We nicely say that. But the real meaning of that has to be energized inside of us by the Holy Spirit through the Spirit and love of Jesus. Right? Spirit and life of Jesus. Through the faith and love of Jesus. Only when you begin to realize these things in Christ Jesus do you begin to realize, oh my goodness, God loves me. It has to be revealed to you. Right? So if we are going to have a passion for the Lord, if we are going to have a passion for God such that we love Him with all of our heart, soul, mind and strength, that is something that God has to bring into our life. That is something that the Holy Spirit has to energize into us from the heart of Jesus. Because Jesus is the person, the man who came to establish that reality of loving God with all of your heart, soul, mind and strength. We have to receive it from Him. That's why the Bible says, of His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Remember that verse. That verse is the foundation verse for everything you're going to understand in Christ Jesus. And you must always remember that verse, and you must ask the Holy Spirit to energize that verse inside of you so that it will exist in you in conscious, subconscious and unconscious terms. So that no matter what you do, that verse will always be there alive in you, so that it will enable you to measure truth from falsehood. To know immediately, am I going off track? Right? You also know Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22 and 23. Right? That the body of Christ, the church is the body of Christ, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. He has to fill all in all. The word of God says so. Right? So when you start discovering that you have gifts of healing, always remember that the purpose for the gift of healing is so that Jesus can be demonstrated through your life. So that Jesus can work through your ministry. That your ministry is His ministry through you. That you are His body. You are His vessel. And you are functioning by Him. So as you learn how to function in Him, as you come alive in Him, you will also begin to speak with a greater and greater conviction of who He is. And that's the key to destroy the works of the enemy. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. First John chapter 3 verse 8. The second half of that verse. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. So where is the Son of God manifested right now? Within each one of us and through all of us, right? Am I right? Right? You remember 1 John chapter 5 verse 6. This is He who comes by blood and water, Jesus Christ. Remember that? Correct? So where is He coming? He's coming alive from within us. So if our witness manifests the fullness of Jesus Christ, we will actually destroy the works of the devil. So automatically you will see people's lives being changed. Don't have to stand on your head. It will just come naturally. Every time you pray, the octopus, one leg of the octopus will get chopped off. Right? It just be a matter of cause, right? As you preach, whatever you do, whether you pray, whether you lead in worship, whether you are preaching an evangelistic message, whether you are preaching a teaching message, whether you are preaching, whether you are speaking the prophetic word, right? Whatever you do, immediately at the speed of thought, even without you understanding it, this reality will manifest. So you got to catch this. You got to energize this. Ask the Holy Spirit to energize this inside of you. That every time you pray, the devil takes a beating, man. Right? That the works of the devil are destroyed. You got to understand that. You got to know that. Right? You got to see that. Right? And it has to be alive in your witness. Praise the Lord. So if you are functioning in this witness, it also means that the devil can't touch you through. Right? Because he'll be busy running away from you. And so if you pray in this witness, in blood, water and spirit, the victory of the cross is there in you 24 hours of the day. In conscious, subconscious and unconscious terms. That is tremendous. Because if the victory of the cross is alive in you in subconscious and unconscious terms, it means you are protected 24 hours of the day. Hello. That's why this witness is so powerful. You need to understand this also, that it was the Apostle John who brought out this revelation, and he probably brought out this revelation after the rest of the apostles were probably already passing away. So this was a revelation that Paul even didn't fully understand. This was John's revelation. This was John's revelation unveiled to him because of his intimacy with the Lord. So you need to understand that this is a revelation that is going to launch the bride of the Lamb. This is the revelation that is going to enable the bride of the Lamb to be alive to the love of Jesus. To really know that Jesus loves me. To really function in that love and see that love being demonstrated through everything that we do. Seeing the strongholds of the enemy tumble. Seeing human hearts being set free. Praise the Lord. And you got to see yourself becoming such a servant of God. And you have to get into it. That's why all of us have got to answer the calling on our lives. We are not called to serve another man. We are called to serve the Lord. I'm not preaching rebellion here. Every one of us has to submit to authority. Right? But you must answer your call in submitting to that authority. Right? You have a place to play in the Church of Jesus Christ. And that position is a position of submission. But in that position of submission, you must be answering God's call. Otherwise, what are you submitting to? Right? If you're not doing what God has called you to do, what is this submission you're talking about? It means nothing. Right? A lot of people have organizational submission. They're not doing what God is telling them to do. Right? Praise the Lord. So the body of Christ is for each one of us to function in the right place. And when someone is functioning by the Spirit in Christ Jesus, in this true and faithful witness, the authority will automatically manifest. That's why the Bible says, submit ye one to another. Right? That means although you may be in a position of authority, when you hear the witness of the Lord manifesting through a child, you better have the humility to know when to submit. You may be apostle, senior pastor, whatever it is, right? But if God is speaking through a child, you better have the heart to understand that God is speaking through that child and listen to what is being said and receive it in the authority that God is manifesting. Because when God speaks, you and I have to listen. In the same token, we must know when God is speaking and when the man is speaking, right? So if we don't understand that and we don't distinguish that, right? We will become like those under the law. We can't tell the difference between darkness and light. We can't tell the difference between flesh and spirit. That's why you have to discern all things by this witness. Because this witness has got inward spiritual senses. And those inward spiritual senses are all built inside of you in the Word of God. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13 and 14. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, of those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Right? So you have to exercise this witness. You have to learn how to function in this witness, and you will begin to be sensitive to right and wrong, good and evil. You see, he's telling you that this is the only way you can tell the difference. You cannot logically tell the difference. That's why there is such a thing as wolves in sheep's clothing. Because they can speak like you speak, but they have a different spirit. And only your inward spiritual senses can pick it up. If someone is operating in a controlling Jezebelic spirit, the only way you can sense that is happening is through your inward spiritual senses. But those inward spiritual senses must be built in the word of righteousness. That word of righteousness comes out of the faith and love of Jesus. God has to explain his word in you through the faith and love of Jesus. Are you with me? It's all tied to the Lord Jesus Christ. So you must understand, people can lay hands on you, people can pray for you. Ultimately, it is whether Jesus is being communicated. If Jesus is not being communicated, it's a waste of time. And you've got to be able to discern it. So when you go for prayer, you must ask God to unveil Jesus through the prayer. Because Jesus is your protection from people who manifest the wrong kind of spirit. Are you with me? So you must always understand that when you go for prayer, when you go to answer an altar call, that there must be this consciousness of receiving and realizing something that is of Jesus Christ. Hello. It's very important to understand that. And the reason why I'm saying this is simply because it is only in Jesus Christ that the law and the prophets are fulfilled. Yes, God took the anointing of Moses and he gave it to others. But we are now in a realm where everything stands in the name of Jesus. Everything stands in the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. And the law and the prophets only stand fulfilled in Christ Jesus. So all things in the body of Christ today must be communicated in the name of Jesus. If it's not being communicated in the name of Jesus, it is going to give you problems in the future. Do you understand what I'm saying? We need to understand this. That's why the Bible categorically says his fullness must fill all in all. That the body of Christ is the fullness of him. If it's the fullness of him, it is the fullness of him. It is not the fullness of me, it's not the fullness of you. Can you catch that? So you ought to hear what the word of God is saying. Because a lot of what we are ministering in the church today is all based on the righteousness of man. And that righteousness of man has to go. We have to manifest the righteousness of God. So in this school, we are talking about you being a vessel through whom the righteousness of God will be manifested. That's why this emphasis on Christ Jesus, because Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God. He is Yahweh's Tzidkenu manifested. Right? He unveils the presence of God because he is Yahweh Shammah manifested. That's why he said in the prayer where he went to the cross, John 17 verse 6, I manifested thy name to the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. Very important for you to understand that, right? So when we function in healing, right, that healing is personified in Christ Jesus. It is personified in his sacrifice. It is personified by his witness. Because his stripes and his wounds are his witness. So we have to receive that witness within us and communicate that witness when we pray for healing and deliverance. Can you understand that? So you must develop that consciousness, right? How do you develop that consciousness? Very simple. You ask the Holy Spirit for it. Amen? So how do you pray that? Very simple. Oh Lord, give me the relationship that Jesus had with you, that I may function by you in Christ Jesus all the time, that I may do it in conscious, subconscious and unconscious terms, and then start praying that through in tongues. Oh Lord, manifest this reality in the spirit and life of Jesus Christ. Establish this inside of me in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Energize this reality in me. Bring it to fulfillment in me in the love of Jesus. So that what is being manifested in you as you pray in tongues is the word of God, and it's all focused on what Jesus is, what he represents, what God has given us in Christ Jesus. So remember Jesus' words to you in John chapter 16 verse 14. The Holy Spirit will glorify me. He will take of mine and disclose it to you. Very important for you to understand that. That he will take of mine and disclose it to you. John 16 verse 15. All that the Father has is mine. If all that the Father has is mine, that means every gifting comes in the name of Jesus. Right? The gifts of the Holy Spirit are gifts that have been defined in the witness and testimony of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is making it alive to you. Yes, you function by the Holy Spirit in that gift. But that gift is an expression of what the Father has invested in the Son. If we can understand it, then when we flow in the gift of miracles, in the gift of faith, in the gifts of prophecy, Jesus will continually and increasingly be manifested through everything that you do. That the glory will be His all the time. So we have played the games for long enough. Now it is time to get serious and understand that the gifting that God has given us, that the calling that God has given us, is to unveil Jesus Christ through that calling and that gifting. And as you unveil the Lord Jesus Christ in that calling and that gifting, God will raise you into the mount of the Lord to stand before Him, just like Elijah said to Ahab. Right? I stand before the living God, and by the words of my mouth it will not rain. Right? He had the conviction inside of him. So Elijah was standing in the mount of the Lord spiritually. Naturally, he was standing before Ahab. And because he was standing in that position before God in the mount of the Lord, he was able to speak those words. So it's very important for you to understand that this witness that God is developing inside of you has a position that it has to occupy. That position is defined in the name of Jesus. That position is going to be unveiled by the Holy Spirit. That position is the Father's will for you. In that reality of that position, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. In that reality of that position that is going to grow forever and ever and ever. That's why you are called a morning star. Because a morning star is a rising star. Right? That the prophetic word in your heart, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19, that the prophetic word in your heart is a morning star. And that morning star is meant to unveil you as a star in the mount of the Lord. And that star will keep on rising forever and ever and ever and ever. Because God is the Most High God. Praise the Lord. So you've got to energize that reality within you. So you must understand the awesome destiny on your life. And not take the cheap way out. It is not about your glory and my glory. It's about the glory of the Lord that God has invested in each one of us. So when we unveil as morning stars, we must understand that everything in that morning star is of the bright and morning star. It is entirely of Him. It is not of us. And this witness is dedicated as the true and faithful witness, the Amen of God's will, the beginning of the creation of God. So as you learn how to enter into the Word of God, you will realize that there is so much in the Word of God for you. So there's no question of God has not given me enough. God has sidestepped me. Because everything in the Word of God is available to you. Because Jesus fulfilled the law and the prophets. Of His fullness we have all received. So as long as you are seeking to unveil the fullness of Jesus Christ, there will always be this limitless manifestation of God's provision in your life. Praise the Lord. But if you're called to be a pastor, you be a pastor. If you're called to be an intercessor, be an intercessor. If you're called to be a worshiper, be a worshiper. Amen. But you will find that the giftings of the Lord will manifest in you, in spite of the fact that you have peculiar callings. That each of those callings actually has got a limitless potential in Christ Jesus. So don't be disappointed. Right? Take hold of what God has given you. It's not by might, it is not by power, it is by my Spirit, says the Lord. That has got a dual meaning. Yes, it is by the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is going to work in you through the Spirit of Christ. Amen? So if you and I are going to function by the Holy Spirit, that functionality has to be defined in the Spirit of Christ. Alright? Because the Holy Spirit is not you, and you are not the Holy Spirit. Right? Your spirit is your spirit, the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. But the linkage between you and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. So the Holy Spirit will work with you in that spirit. That spirit that God defined in Christ Jesus and released to you through the cross. That spirit, which in its purest form is the Spirit of Holiness. And in that Spirit of Holiness, we will become sons of God. Praise the Lord. So, energize that reality of having that Spirit of Holiness clothe your every thought. Are you with me? Right? Because you remember the Levitical sacrifice of the peace offering? What was the peace offering? The inward parts covered with all the fat. What is the fat? The fat is the anointing. What is the anointing? The Spirit of Christ. All fat belongs to the Lord. But all fat that belongs to the Lord you can discover in your being. And you can express it through your being. Praise the Lord. You can function in it, but the glory belongs to the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you can pray, right? Pray. Pray that God will clothe your every thought, your every intent, your every attitude, your every desire, your every function in spirit, soul and body, heart and mind, thought, word and deed, intent, attitude, desired imagination, object, purpose, will and emotion, character, nature, personality, conscious, subconscious, unconscious terms, your heart, your mind, your spirit, soul and body in the spirit of holiness. And as God does that, you will become holy. And you will actually see yourself changing. Your desires will start changing. Your attitudes will start changing. Your habits will start changing. Your eating habits will start changing. There will come a conviction inside of you. Right? Sometimes certain things take longer because you insist on doing your own thing, you see. But eventually God will break through. Right? Eventually God will break through. Right? Because there's nothing that God cannot do. Right? So this is how you need to start praying and understanding the Word of God. So when you listen to the tapes, listen to it, praying in tongues, asking God to energize. Remember three words that Jesus said to us. Ask, seek, and knock. So always ask. Always seek to understand what God has for you. Amen? If you learn how to ask and seek and knock at the door of God's heart, that same process will also enable you to minister to the needs of other people. And when you train yourself to ask, to seek, and to knock, you will find that those words, asking, seeking, and knocking, God will energize it into you in subconscious and unconscious terms. That every time you pray, it will automatically start happening, even if your consciousness is not aware of it. And then you will realize that even when you minister to people, there is that asking and that seeking for somebody else. Amen? So always understand, God starts with something that in your consciousness you understand. But He can develop that understanding in your subconscious and unconsciousness so that it becomes part and parcel of your being. Right? That's very exciting. Right? So So you realize that your potential of growth in God is actually limitless, because God can keep on increasing what He gives you. That's why the psalmist writes that if you meditate on the testimonies of the Lord, your heart will expand. Let's turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Verse 30 to 32. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Right? You shall enlarge my heart. So you remember that your heart is a heart of flesh. It's going to be circumcised by the Holy Spirit, so that you will have no confidence in the flesh of man. Right? So that heart of flesh will keep on expanding. So God is telling you, as long as you keep your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, your growth in God is limitless. Right? Limitless in the calling that you have. Limitless in God's purpose for your life. Amen? And you must also understand that calling will also begin to develop. God will start transfiguring that calling as well. Right? So don't think what you are called to do today is what you're going to be called to do 100 years from today. So if you look at Stephen, the first martyr, you will find that he started off by waiting at tables. But he did not wait at tables all of his ministry life. Right? So you must understand that his ministry started blossoming, right? Let's turn to the book of Acts. I think it is chapter 6 from verse 1. Now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists. Because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." Amen. Okay. So in verse 5 it says that these guys were selected: Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. Alright? Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. Alright? Verse 8, and Stephen, full of faith. Correct? Right, verse 5 says, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, right? And Philip and all the rest. Okay, then it says in verse 8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs amongst the people. He started as waiting at tables, but verse 8 is happening a few years later. So verse 8 says he was operating in great signs and wonders. Alright? So his calling was developed from humble beginnings. So don't despise the day of small beginnings, right? So learn that and continue to focus on what God has for you, right? And don't let your fleshly impatience get in the way, all right? So you need to give yourself 3 solid years of really learning how to do things in the Lord, right? So give your attention to it, spend time in the word of God, and let God define the calling inside of you, build the calling inside of you, build the knowledge, the understanding, the wisdom inside of you. Let the house of God that you are be built. All right, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. Through wisdom a house is built. You are the house of Christ. Right? Remember that verse? Hebrews chapter 3 verse 6. You are a house of Christ. How is that house going to be built? That's why you got to understand the word of God in the full complement of the word. Okay? You must understand this. Because the word of God is not a static reality. Right? It's a dynamic reality. As long as you make God the context of the word.
If you see the word of God in the context of God and what God has done in Christ Jesus and what God is doing through the Holy Spirit, what God has chosen to unveil in His will, then you can see the connections from different parts of the Bible. And you will find that there is a flow of thought, right? There is an intent of fulfillment in God's word. So you are the house of Christ, but God is going to build this house through wisdom. Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. Correct? Now understanding is the knowledge of the Holy One. Correct? So remember that. So if you are going to be the house of God, which you must be, which is why we call the school a tabernacle school of ministry, because you are the dwelling place of God. You must understand that. That God must be dwelling in you before you can start dealing with people's lives. God must be functioning through you before you can start dealing with people's lives. And you must understand that. So, by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Riches of His grace. Alright? So, you have to have that knowledge. And how is that knowledge going to come to you? Through the spirit and life of Jesus. Through the faith and love of Jesus. Are you listening? Yeah? Let's look at another verse. Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53, verse 11. The middle part of verse 11. Now, Isaiah 53 is about Jesus, the Messiah, the suffering servant. And the middle of verse 11 says, "By His knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many." Can you catch that? By His knowledge. So how do you get His knowledge? Right? So that's why you pray in tongues. So when you look at the word love, you want to know the meaning of that word love from the heart of Jesus. Because His knowledge of love and your knowledge and my knowledge of love is totally different. Right? So you have to realize that knowledge of the word love from His heart. When you say Abba Father, that reality you have to receive from the heart of Jesus. Because He knew what it meant to have God as your Father. So when Jesus cries Abba Father and you and I cry Abba Father, it's a different reality. So although the words sound the same, the reality in the words is totally different. And so that's why you need to understand that the Bible says that everything has to be opened in Christ Jesus. That's why His fullness must fill all in all. And we must understand this. Right? The Word of God is not an intellectual reality. Now we can write a lot of things about the Bible in an intellectual reality. But God wants us to understand the Bible in the spirit and life of Jesus. God wants us to understand the Bible in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants us to function in biblical realities through the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants us to receive of everything that is written in the Bible through the character and nature of Jesus Christ. Are you with me? And you can energize this by the Spirit in Jesus' name. All you have to do is to think right. You have to ask right. You can ask when you pray in tongues at the speed of thought. Because the Bible says that God knows our thoughts before they are formed. Right? But you must ask. If you don't ask, you don't get. Why does God insist that you ask? So that you understand clearly that He is the provider. That when the anointing manifests in your life, you asked for it and He gave it. It is a gift. You didn't pay the price for it. Hello? That's one of the key revelations of functioning in this witness, because this witness stands in blood, water, and spirit. None of us earned it. None of us paid the price for it. He paid the price for it. We just believed. Right? And when we set our heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, we were born again. The seed of Christ was planted. And every time we keep our hearts fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ, that seed of Christ is germinating and growing. And that seed of Christ becomes the tree of life. It's very important to understand that. So the root of that tree is the root of David. And when that tree unveils, it will unveil each one of us as the offspring of David. What does David represent? The beloved. Amen. Who is the beloved? Jesus is the beloved. So for that seed to grow and develop in the right way, Jesus must be the focus of our hearts. He must be our beloved. If you don't love Jesus, you cannot love somebody else. Because it's the love of Jesus that is going to bring fulfillment in that person's life whom you are ministering to. Your love and my love is not going to save the world. It's the love of Jesus that is going to save the world. It is the love of Jesus that is going to turn that heart of that drunkard into the heart of a saint. It is the truth manifested in the spirit and life of Jesus that is going to cut through a drug addiction and lust and pornography and every kind of evil in the world and manifest a newness of life. Right? It is going to be the sword of the Spirit unveiled in the spirit and life of Jesus. The sword of the Spirit is the rhema of God. The rhema of God is manifested in the spirit and life of Jesus. Right? That's why Jesus in John chapter 17 verse 8 he says, Father, the rhema that thou hast given me, I have given to them. Right? So the rhema of God was given to Jesus to explain to us. And that rhema of God is manifested to us in the spirit and life of Jesus. That rhema of God is established in us in the faith of Jesus. That rhema of God is fulfilled in us in the love of Jesus. Amen. So at the heart of it all, when you say, I am prophesying, I'm speaking the rhema word, I'm speaking a prophetic utterance, that's got no meaning without Jesus Christ, guys. Otherwise, you will become like Balaam the prophet. Oh yes, he heard the words of God. Only thing is, those words of God didn't really manifest what God wanted to manifest through his life. Right? And ultimately, he went off trying to function, right, in the desires of his own heart. So you have in the book of Ezekiel, in the book of Jeremiah, warnings that the prophets are just seeing visions of their own inspiration. And God is saying, I didn't speak to them. So we've got to be very careful. So in the fulfillment of the prophets, what is God saying? The fulfillment of the prophets, if you're going to function to as a prophet of God in the right way, you have to learn how to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You have to learn how to manifest the prophetic utterance in the name of Jesus, so that the person you are hearing, you're speaking that utterance to, is hearing the voice of Jesus Christ and not the voice of the prophet. That the pastor who is preaching the witness of Jesus Christ to the hearts of people. That when they receive the word in their heart, they are hearing the witness of Jesus Christ and not the witness of that pastor. It's very important for us to understand that. Because he must fill all in all. We must have ask the Holy Spirit to generate inside of us the desire to see everything in Jesus' name. Now, where is the desire to see everything in Jesus' name going to come from? It's going to come from the Father's heart. Because it is the Father's will to fill all things with the fullness of Jesus Christ. So if you and I are going to desire to see Jesus manifested perfectly in our ministry, then that thought has to be energized by the Holy Spirit from the heart of the Father. Are you with me? Amen. Praise the Lord. So thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. Where does that idea exist? It exists in the Godhead. That's why God manifested the creation. So that creation will one day be defined in that reality. So that creation will be absolutely perfect. And that creation, it will grow in the perfection of God forever. So where is that reality of loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength that exists in God? And how is it going to be communicated to us? It's going to be communicated to us through the heart of Jesus Christ. Correct? And when you receive that thought in your heart, in the fullness of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit, it will change you. You will see God differently. And that's why you see in each one of us, there is a growing love for God inside of us. That we are no longer in church just to be blessed. I hope that is true. Right? That we are not in ministry just to be blessed. That we are seeking to bless the Lord our God. Hello. The only reason you can bless the Lord your God is because you love him. If you don't love him, you won't do it. Just saying it doesn't mean anything. Right? That there will be a desire in your heart to see Jesus' name glorified. And you wonder, where did that desire come from? It came from the Father's heart, because that is his desire, to see the name of his Son glorified. So this witness has to be developed entirely in the name of Jesus. Amen? When it's developed in the name of Jesus, it will stand before the Father. It will unveil in the Word. It will manifest by the Spirit. And God will be in all and through all. And we will function by him all the time. Listening. And this is how we become vessels of the Lord. This is what it means to become, right? A servant of God, a man of God, a vessel of God, a son unto God, a priest unto God, a prophet of God. Praise the Lord. But all this is his work. So now with the inward witness, everything you do in God is very, very personal to you. Everything you read in the Word of God is very personal to you. Hello. We are no longer talking about Elijah, and we are no longer talking about Solomon and Joshua. We are talking about the fulfillment of their lives unveiled in you through the excellence of Jesus Christ. And when you realize the reality of being a Joshua in Jesus Christ, you will be far greater than the Joshua of the Bible. Hello, listening. That's why Jesus said, John the Baptist, right? Matthew chapter 11, verse 11. That John the Baptist, greatest amongst the sons of men, right? But the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than him. What does that tell you? That when we talk about the spirit of Elijah being manifested through John the Baptist, God is telling us that in the spirit of Christ, there is going to be unveiled something far greater than that. That is going to unveil you in heavenly places. So Jesus Christ is going to manifest to you what was foreshadowed in the spirit and life of Elijah. Manifested to you as an example through John the Baptist. Right? And you realize, my goodness, there's something far greater than that. That is here. That's what Jesus said. Right? Praise the Lord. Right? He told the Jews, you search the scriptures, but you refuse to come to me. But the scriptures speak of me. What he was really meaning was, the meaning of the scriptures will only really be understood through me. Because in me, the scriptures open into the abiding. Otherwise, you'll be reading about Elijah who lived 800 BC. And he did ministry 800 BC. Right? What on earth is the relevance of that to you today? Unless you bring Christ Jesus into the picture and understand that in Christ Jesus, what was foreshadowed in Elijah's life is going to be fulfilled in your life in the name of Jesus in far greater fashion. And then suddenly it explodes. My goodness, the potentials are amazing. And this is how you must understand Scripture. It's an amazing treasure trove of potential for you to discover. Praise the Lord. So truly listen to what God is speaking through this witness. And as you learn how to function in this witness, you will unveil Jesus Christ, and you will start growing as a servant of God, and you will truly unveil the excellence of God through your life, and you will enjoy your ministry that way. And you can safely function in your ministry knowing that God is doing a great work. Enjoying your ministry, because as you grow, you will also increasingly give glory to the Lord. And you will find that giving glory to Jesus Christ is fun. You can actually enjoy it. That there is a reality where giving glory to Jesus Christ is more fun than giving glory to yourself. Seriously. Amen. So that's how you die to your flesh, right? Make Jesus, right, your heart, and you will truly see all things in His glory, and you will die to self. Because when you see His glory, why do you want your glory? When you see His glory functioning inside of you and functioning through you, why do you want your glory? Right? Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, we bless you and thank you for this great gift of tongues, Lord. That through it we have the potentials of energizing the mysteries of God, realizing the hidden realities of your word, so that it becomes part and parcel of our being through the spirit and life of Jesus. That the word of God revealed in Christ Jesus will be established in us in His faith. That the word of God revealed in the name of Jesus will be fulfilled in us in His love. That in this fulfillment we will unveil the word of God in the character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. That we will understand the word of God in the testimony of Jesus. And we will truly receive and realize a wisdom, a knowledge, and an understanding far beyond our intellectual capacity, Lord. That we will receive and realize, O God, insight into the things of God far beyond what our natural minds can comprehend. And we will really begin to appreciate the fact that we are indeed chosen vessels of the living God, sons of the living God, each one of us uniquely called to manifest the wonder of Jesus from our inward parts. So bless us, Father, with your Son. Bless us, O God, by the Holy Spirit. Enable us to do all things by the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus, so that we will be set free from the law of sin and death. Enable us to remember and understand that when we do something in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit, we are manifesting the life of God. We are realizing the life of God. We are growing in the life of God. And we are realizing a new reality, Father, of being fearfully and wonderfully made by you. So bless us, O God, in the kind intentions of your will. Bless us, O God, with the counsels of your will. Bless us, O God, by unveiling the mystery of your will within us. And help us to always understand that the mysteries of God open to us in the unveiling of the mystery of Christ. So let that mystery unveil in the body of Christ across the world and in the heavenly places, so that His fullness will indeed fill all in all. Bless the church, O God, in this reality, Father, both Jew and Gentile, in Jesus' name. Amen.